I think it's a good matchup, but still think Ed Sheeran's going to take it.
What about you, Mike?
Ed Sheeran's going to win. Upset, baby.
Upset? Well,
yeah, I picked Ed Sheeran to win the whole thing, so.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. Man, yeah. Makes three songs this year. Everyone falls in love with
him.
You're
a disgrace.
Oh, all right, Ryan.
For saying that.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to start off with some Justin Timberlake here with Mirrors.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place to go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's in my heart is the space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here. Cause it's like you're my mirror. Oh, my mirror's staring back at me, staring back at me. Aren't you something and original? Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Just with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here.
Oh. sun, you were my urn. You didn't know all the ways I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down, no. You don't have to say what you did. Don't it make you sad about it? Told me you loved me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. When you call me on the phone, girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry. Say that some things are better left unsaid. He doesn't like you, only talk to him, and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have flown it.
Say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I
found out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Then you call me on the phone.
Then you call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. Must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a rhythm. Go on and just
call me a rhythm.
Go on and just
call me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
call me a rhythm.
Damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
You don't have to say,
don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
No chance,
you and me.
Don't it make you sad about it? Go on and just
tell me you're ready.
Go on and just
tell me you're ready.
You can go on and just
tell me you're ready.
Baby, go on and just
tell me you're ready.
Go on and just
tell me you're ready.
Here's the last one.
I'm Mike Williams. I'm a senior at Sterling. When I don't have a torn ACL, I try to play basketball and tennis, and I'm listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Room smelling like eight switches. Room service
like 2K. NBA. All right, you just heard Justin Timberlake with Mirrors and Cry Me a River. Those may very well be the last two songs for him of this tournament if Ed Sheeran pulls out the upset here.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody has him losing.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's winning.
The whole thing?
Yep.
Yikes. What about you, Jimmy?
You already know my answer.
Yeah, Jimmy, of course he's going to say that.
right now. We are waiting to receive the results from yesterday's matchup, which was the
Beyonce Whitney Houston
Powerful Woman region, which consists of Beyonce against Whitney Houston. So, actually, you know what? We're going to play our first Ed Sheeran song of the day, Bloodstream, and then after that, we'll release the results.
Side. I got sinning on my mind, sipping on red wine. I've been sitting here for ages, ripping out the pages. How'd I get so faded? How'd I get so faded? Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you love me, how'd you never love me? This is how it ends. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream, fading out again. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. So tell me when it kicks in. Tell me when it kicks in. I've been looking for a lover, thought I'd find her in a bottle. God make me another one, I'll be feeling this tomorrow. Lord forgive me for the things I've done. I was never meant to hurt no one. I saw scars upon a broken-hearted lover. Oh, no, no, don't leave me lonely now. If you loved me, how'd you never learn? Ooh, color crimson in my eyes. One or two could free my mind. This is how it ends. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream, fading out again. I feel the chemicals burn in my bloodstream. So tell me when it kicks in. Tell me when it kicks in. Tell me when it kicks in. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. All the voices in my mind calling out across the line. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar. It's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar. It's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar. It's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. Tell me when it kicks in. That's a scar. It's upon it. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken heart. So tell me when it kicks
fixing. And I saw scars upon her. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted. Tell me when it kicks in. And I saw scars upon her. Tell me when it kicks in. Broken hearted.
All right, we are back here, and we have the results from yesterday's matchup of Beyonce, the 1 seed, against Whitney Houston, the 3 seed. And this is a major upset, in my opinion, with Whitney Houston defeating Beyonce 15-10. That means Whitney Houston is advancing to the Final Four, and she's going to face the winner of, I believe, the boy band region on that next show. But that is a shocking upset. You thought she had no chance at all?
Not even close.
That is.
Wow. That's shocking.
I really am. The people decided that she was the better one here, and they spoke. They said Whitney Houston deserves to win. Do you think
that's shocking?
Yeah.
And you know, now we're going to play our last Ed Sheeran song of the day. It's Ed Sheeran here with Runaway on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
I've known it for a long time. Daddy wakes up to a drink at night, disappearing all night. I don't wanna know. I know what I wanna do. Wanna run away with you. Gonna grab clothes, socks in the morning, go. Seen my dad cry, cold as stone in the kitchen light. I tell you it's about time, but I was raised to keep quiet. And this is what I'm gonna do, gonna run away, gonna make that move. Gonna grab close, and when it's morning, go.
To the back as I pack my clothes up. My dad was a man without plans, but tack intends to show love. I don't wanna live this way, gonna take my things and go. But if things change in a matter of days, I could be persuaded to hold up. And mama was the same, none of us are saints, I guess that God knows that. I don't wanna run away, and one of these days I might just show that. Put my home in a suit. Tie both shoelaces and hope that things change, but for now we leave town with a backpack on my shoulder.
I love them from the skin to my bones, but I don't want to live in this home. There's nothing to say, 'cause he knows I'll just run away and be on my own.
Yo, what's up? This is Mr. Jeff McElveen, biology teacher and assistant coach for the cross-country team here at Sterling High School, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Get it poppin'.
All right, we're back here with the Elite Eight matchup between Justin Timberlake and Ed Sheeran. We're done with their songs for the day. I think it was four really good songs we heard today. Either one of these guys could run away with this. I personally think it's going to be real close, but...
I mean, I think JT has no chance of winning, just like the Saints.
I think it'll be close.
Trying to win the Super Bowl.
All right. I think it'll be close, but I still think Ed Sheeran's going to win.
I'm still kind of shocked that Whitney Houston
defeated Beyonce. Yeah, that's the most shocking.
That's actually real unexpected.
That might be the most shocking upset of this year and last year. That might be the most shocking tournament of both tournaments combined.
I think I had Beyonce in the finals.
I had Beyonce in the final.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people did. That's going to throw a lot of people's brackets
off. I forget who I had.
I'm curious to see how many brackets got ruined because Beyonce got eliminated.
I'd put money at least 20, at least.
At least 80% of people's brackets got ruined there. At least.
Yeah. Well, most people's brackets were ruined before that.
Mine did.
Ed Sheeran beating Katy Perry messed up a lot of brackets as well. But
No.
I think so.
Nah, dude. Everybody had Ed Sheeran. Katy Perry is a good artist, dude, but I don't know, dude. Ed Sheeran is just Ed Sheeran. You know what I'm saying?
Ed Sheeran is new. He's the new kid on the block. He's made more noise than any of these people this year, but overall.
Exactly. That's just why I'm confused. That's why I was confused on why you guys didn't want him.
Because he's too new.
First.
Didn't have
all right, guys. I got a bold prediction. Whitney Houston wins this tournament now after beating Beyonce.
It's very possible. I mean, if...
All right. That's too far.
It was bold.
It's bold.
It is bold.
It might be true.
Yeah. It's a little unrealistic in my opinion.
I mean, we'll be finding out within the next week or so. And tomorrow we have the Alt-Rock region participating in their Elite Eight matchup. I believe that consists of Imagine Dragons, the number 8 seed versus Coldplay.
Number
no, they're playing. They're going up against Fall Out Boy, and then Coldplay's going up against Weezer.
That was the show.
Oh, okay.
There's
two left, buddy. Two left there, buddy.
We're in the Elite Eight.
All right. Anyone got anything to say?
So, how's your March Madness bracket doing?
Mine's
it's
busted.
It's actually pretty well, actually.
Busted.
I'm very confident
mine's
in my March bracket.
Got awful. I don't even look at it anymore.
Dude, Villanova.
Villanova losing.
Look, I know about the next round anyway.
I just gave up. I did leave my app off my phone after that.
Messed up everything else.
Did you guys actually, like, pick? Because you actually, like, watch basketball, or did you just guess?
Just guessed.
Oh, I just guessed.
That's what everybody does. I picked to win.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You actually don't.
Look, the less you know about college basketball, the better you do.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I don't even
really
watch
true.
College basketball. Everyone loves college basketball during March Madness.
But nothing compares to college football, though.
That is true.
Nothing compares to college football.
I think you'd get some heat for saying that. Yeah. I think you'd get some people that would disagree with you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Probably not.
I mean, I still can't see Kentucky losing to anybody.
You want to know what makes me mad, though? How some people think that Kentucky can beat the Sixers? Like, come on.
No.
That would never happen.
There was actually someone said that the Kentucky could make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
beating Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics and Dwayne Wade in the Heat. The 7-8
exactly.
seed.
That's just ridiculous.
No, any college team would never be able to beat any professional team in any sport.
Never.
And these are grown men. Playing
unless
a sport
it's baseball,
for a living.
Which the Phillies somehow lost.
That wasn't even their actual roster. That was like the prospects.
That's
still pretty bad. wasn't even a Division I school.
I mean, that's not the first time in MLB history that's happened.
I guess.
So, Mike, you got something to say?
You better not bring up the birds.
Well, let's talk about the Saints then.
Why don't we talk about the tournament that we have going on right here?
All right.
Tomorrow, as I said, we have the Alt-Rock region with number 8 seed Imagine Dragons against number 3 seed Coldplay. And then the day after that, we're going to have the Boy Bands region which is going to be the number 1 seed
NSYNC
against the number 2 seed
Backstreet Boys.
That
actually,
is a great matchup.
Yeah, 2 seed.
That is the best matchup of the Elite Eight.
It's gonna be controversial.
The winner of that is gonna win the whole thing, in my opinion.
Stop.
Really?
No doubt. No.
Stop.
You're just an Ed Sheeran
no
hater.
Stop.
That's what you are.
I'm making a prediction here, Mike.
All right.
No more Whitney Houston upsets.
You've made a lot of predictions this show.
I don't think so.
You gotta stick with one. Pick one out of all the predictions you've had. Did you pick up with that one?
I haven't made a prediction for the entire winner of the thing, Jimmy.
Who is it?
I just said whoever wins the
Backstreet Boys. Yeah, but you have to have one specific.
The Backstreet Boys.
Who do you think is going to win the Backstreet Boys versus.
The Backstreet Boys.
Okay, so then you think the Backstreet Boys are going to win?
Yes.
Do you have them winning the whole thing?
On my actual bracket, no, I had Beyonce.
Ooh.
Yep, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well put that in the trash trails.
It's been
just
a very
like every other bracket,
exciting tournament so far. The future probably has a lot more in store.
You don't see another Whitney Houston upset?
No. Honestly?
Look, man.
I'm really confused on how Whitney Houston won. I mean, I know Whitney Houston's good, and she's like very respected, but I don't know. Beyonce, I just feel like, has more power.
I thought Beyonce had no chance of losing.
I think that's what a lot of people thought. She was just going to come in here, run away with it from the start, and be done with it. But it is March. Anything can happen. As we saw, that happened.
I mean, anything can happen any month. It just...
You know what I mean, Jimmy.
I do know what you mean, but...
All right. I think we're going to close out the show here.
All right, wait. Before you do that, I got a question. So who do you think was a bigger upset? Iowa State versus UAB or Beyonce versus Whitney Houston?
Who do you think? I gotta go to Iowa State.
It's definitely UAB. Yeah, it's definitely UAB.
I gotta go
UAB
Iowa State.
Beating Iowa State.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not like Whitney's a nobody. It's like she's pretty well known.
I didn't have Iowa State going far. I had them losing the next round to
SMU.
Dude,
honestly.
But SMU couldn't even win.
Didn't Iowa State like destroy, like, well, right when they lost, didn't it destroy like over 75% of the brackets?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt
that's
it.
That's what I read. I don't know.
I don't get why people were so high on them. They're a great basketball team, but.
They usually do good.
UAB. They can't even afford football.
I think it's mostly probably because they were just a high seed. So people always just pick the high seeds. Yeah. Especially in the first round.
Next year, dude, I might just make a bracket where it's just all upsets.
Jimmy, that's the gem.
Except for Duke and Kentucky.
That will never work. I'm just saying.
I'll take Duke and Kentucky to the championship.
I don't see Duke getting out of the Elite Eight this year.
Ooh, I can see that. I mean, Jahlil Okafor.
He can only carry them so far.
He's a monster, man.
What about Ohio State?
He's still an 18, 19-year-old kid. He can only take them so far.
So far, I watched the game last Saturday, it was, and he was just going off. He can do anything, man. He was hitting shots. He was making layups, rebounds, everything.
Future Sixer. That's all I got to say. Future has worked for the Sixers.
Honestly.
He's not just going to be a Sixer.
Why not?
He's going to be a number one pick. We don't need another big man like that.
Let's go to lottery draft.
You know
who got the number one pick last year?
Oh, my God.
Cavaliers.
Yeah, because it's rigged.
And it's rigged. Actually, it's actually very rigged.
I don't really like that because I think the worst team should get the first pick.
Yeah, but that means like if you just tank, then you can automatically get all the first round picks and just get the best team and just never lose in the future.
If a team is willing to lose every game of the season, I think they should be rewarded. Putting everything through that.
No, I think I support the lottery.
I mean, the lottery only makes things worse because last year the Suns, who had a complete winning record, technically, since they didn't make the playoffs, could have had the number one pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been messed up.
Same thing happened with the Flyers in 2010 or 29. Yeah, 2009, before the Stanley Cup run. Could have had Patrick Kane.
Well, they decided to win some
games. We had this set up with James Van Reems, like he retreated 3 years later. Now he's up. 75-80 point scorer for the Maple Leafs, and now we're stuck with Luke Shen. Garbage.
I really don't know anything about hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, he is
all right. You don't have to know anything about hockey, dude. But it's just Philly sports in general, dude. They're just saddening to me.
Especially the Eagles.
Oh, the Saints, dude.
Yeah,
losing.
Start 9-3 and can't make the playoffs. I think that's gonna finish the show for us today.
Yeah,
I'm Ryan Brennan. He's Jimmy Drumgoole, Mike Ciccolo, and Jake Vitas.
Colts will never win the Super Bowl ever again.
Okay, and we're signing off here. That was our Elite Eight matchup. And listen tomorrow, live here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Bird Gang.